Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And this week, I wanted to do a continuation of the fall slash Halloween theme I have been on, and wanted to give you a monthly, roundup of the different things we have covered this month. We have gotten into a lot of fun learning and skill building exploration through not only the month of October, but the start of the fall, September and October, and we're going to continue the fun and the learning into November. In September, we talked about how the plants were winding down and our gardens weren't producing as much, and we were talking about the things that we could take from the gardens we had grown and what we could turn those foods into. And then as we got into October, we started talking, and really we started it in September too, talking about the weather changes that were going on around us. We were talking about how the weather was getting cooler and we weren't having as many bright sunshiny days. And we were noticing changes going on all around us. And then we got into late September, early October, when we started to notice that the animals were acting differently, the plants were going dormant, and the leaves were starting to change color, finally. And now here we are at Halloween week. It is hard to believe we have gone through all of those transitions in what seems like the blink of an eye. And here we are, Halloween week. Some trees, as I look around me, have no leaves whatsoever. And some leaves are in bright, color-changing process. And soon, the falling of the leaves will be in full force. And to be honest, that is something that I get very excited about because I love to do things with the leaves. I love to rake the leaves. It's a great time to get not only yourself, but the kids in your lives out and get them active, even though the weather is cooler and the days may not be as sunny as we'd like, but raking leaves is a great physical activity, and you can still have all kinds of creative fun while you are working hard. So there is a few of the things we've done in the weeks and months past that I wanted to review in hopes to inspire you to put a fun twist on this year's Halloween festivities. So, in the last few weeks and the last 2 months since September, some of the things we've talked about exploring are trees and leaves. And we talked about the process that causes not only the leaves to change colors, but what it is that causes the leaves to actually fall off the trees, and how the trees year after year know when to let go of their leaves and when to start growing them back in the forms of tree buds, which is something we'll touch on again next spring. One of the things we talked about as well is that I harvested a pumpkin that I had grown. And in the podcast episodes I did for the month of October, you can go back and find some fun activity ideas that I gave you for ways to learn about and have fun with pumpkins. And then we got into some of my favorite topics as I started to gear up, transitioning from the focus of fall into focusing on Halloween as an event itself. And we started to talk about things like silly monsters and magic potions. These are some fun things that I try to weave into different topics throughout the year, but really like to focus on at this time of the year because it's a way that you can have a lot of fun with kids of different ages and skill levels. So, silly monsters is a topic that I like to explore when, and it's a topic and a theme that I actually created when I was still in the classroom. When I noticed that the kids in my classes were experiencing big emotions and they were struggling to process those emotions and also communicate those emotional needs to their peers. And so I created this method for helping them do that. Silly monsters, you can take it from a simply sensory and art perspective where you give kids different sensory experiences. You can give them materials to create silly monsters with sand. I would suggest using kinetic sand. You can encourage them to make silly monsters with Play-Doh. As I said, when I was talking about the leaves changing, you can go on a nature hike and collect leaves and create leaf monsters. You can use the pumpkins you might have around your house right now, or in my case, because I grew them this year, you can use gourds and turn them into silly monsters. Now, several years back, I grew giant gourds, and I actually grew one that looked like a goose, and I put some wiggly eyes on it, and it was a really fun and silly Halloween decoration and fall decoration because I kept it up for several months. Of course, until the animals started getting to it, but that's a whole nother story. But silly monsters is a topic that you can make a physical experience. So you can get kids engaged in expressing their emotions physically. You can get them to think about what their silly monster needs to say and how their silly monster wants to say it. And you can encourage them to act out their emotions or their emotional needs or their social struggles or social needs. And it's a fun way to role play as well as exploring big emotions that kids often face. Another one is magic potions, or what I've called in past episodes, I create a mad scientist lab, which is really fun if you're creating a Halloween party at home. So you can set out stations, one station for magic potions, one station for scientific experiments, and call one your mad scientist lab and you could call one your witch's cauldron or your magic potion lab or your magic potion station or whatever silly name you want to come up with for it. And the idea is to give kids or get kids to collect loose parts. Now, these can be art supply loose parts or loose parts from nature. You can go on a nature hike and you could even turn it into a scavenger hunt where you say, okay, what kind of a magic potion are you going to create? What might you put in your magic potion and what is your magic potion going to do? And then get kids to create a list, an ingredients list, and go on a scavenger hunt for those ingredients. You've heard Halloween stories, I'm sure, where they talk about things like Eye of Newt or Scale of a Fish or things like that. So getting kids even to give ordinary objects silly, gross, spooky names of objects that they're going to put in their potions. Or even you could rename materials that you're going to use in some of your mad science experiments. You could do a mad science experiment where you create elephant's toothpaste. You know, that foamy stuff that causes a chemical reaction where it massively expands and kind of just overflows and overflows and overflows. So you can use your own creativity and decide what kind of experiments you're comfortable putting together or what kind of magic potions you're comfortable letting the kids create. Now, if the kids don't want to get rid of their magic potions, you can create sensory bottles and encourage them to put the ingredients for their potions in bottles or test tubes or mini cauldrons, or you can give them whatever names that you want to give them to make the containers fun and whimsical. Or perhaps the kids come up with a name. They can even decorate the containers that they want to use to look more Halloween-esque. So those are some fun Halloween activities that you can do that incorporate learning and skill building while the kids are having fun. You can even incorporate things like slime or Play-Doh into both a mad scientist lab or a magic potion station. Kids will enjoy the process of mixing ingredients together and watching the ingredients slowly combine to turn into something else, making their own, if you will, potion. You can create slime or gack that includes different elements as well, which can be part of your potion station. Because then they can actually, quote-unquote, use their potion in future activities. They can take their potion that they have turned into something physical and use it again and again and again. And they can create stories about how they poured a potion into their Play-Doh or their slime, and anything that their slime or their Play-Doh touches turns into fill in the blank. And that's a fun way to create Halloween themed stories as well. Another fun activity is to get kids to, as I said a second ago, to name off the ingredients in their potion or the elements that are in their experiment and create a recipe for their potion. Activities like these reinforce different kinds of skills. If you're going on a scavenger hunt to collect loose parts, you're burning physical, mental, and emotional energy. But you're also practicing critical thinking skills as you are scanning your environment and looking for these different ingredients and being aware to make sure you collect all of the things that you actually need. We have had a lot of fun with the different topics we have covered this month, and I hope that you have enjoyed putting your own spin on the activities that I have shared in the episodes that I have done for this fall season thus far. However, in these podcast episodes, I only scratch the surface of my Rolodex of fun, creative ideas. So if you want even more fun, hands-on experiences like the ones that I share in these podcast episodes, I want to invite you to join me virtually for two experiences I offer. One is my live lessons where I demonstrate activities like these, as well as my loose parts experience where we take one loose part each and every week and we talk about, as a group, fun ways we could use that loose part for learning and skill building. That reminds me of some of the activities that we have done throughout the month of October, which are making trees, silly monsters, and pumpkins out of things like torn paper and or Play-Doh. Torn paper is a fun eye-hand coordination activity that gets kids to create an object through an open-ended experience. So they get to place paper or string or whatever loose part you might have available on top of each other in a shape that creates either a leaf, a silly monster, a tree, a pumpkin, a ghost, you fill in the blank. This is a really fun activity for kids of all ages and adults because it is time consuming, but you are watching an object emerge before your eyes as you put pieces on top of each other. You can do this on a flat surface. I've done it on wax paper with scraps of tissue. I've made fish. I've made silly monsters. I've made trees. I've made pumpkins. I've made ghosts. You can create whatever object you want. But another fun way to do it is to get kids, or they may need some help with this, to blow up a balloon, or if that's not readily available, you can turn over a bowl and you can use the curved side of a bowl and cover the bowl with glue and layer on the pieces of string or the pieces of paper, and then as it dries, you can gently peel out the bowl. This is a fun way to make things like, again, silly monsters, because you can make whatever shape you want. It's a fun way to make a ghost, and it's also a fun way to make a pumpkin, because you can do two halves and then twist them on top of each other to make one surface. And then when it's dry, they can add features like a face in the case of a pumpkin, or they can add limbs in the case of a silly monster, or antennas, or let their imaginations run wild. These are some of the fun experiences we have had together. Whether you get these ideas from these podcast episodes or my social media, where I share all kinds of fun content like this as well, or, again, as I said, to get even more in-depth ideas, you may have gotten inspiration from the virtual events that I offer. Either way, my goal through all of these outlets is to inspire you to learn and have fun as you engage in play. So I hope that you have enjoyed the fall as much as I have. I have enjoyed watching the changes go on starting in September as we got geared up for the start of a new school year, and felt the changes as we left summer behind us and welcomed in fall. And I have enjoyed watching and experiencing all of the different changes that the animals have gone through and that the plants around me have gone through. And I am continuing to have fun and enjoying all of the seasonal changes that are going to continue as we get into the fall. I am actually very excited that today has been a windy day and that the leaves are beginning to actually fall, because it means I get to rake up the leaves, which is one of my favorite ways to burn off some excess energy in the fall. And I'm going to be inspired in the weeks to come to share some fun ideas with you on how I recycle those leaves as well. And actually, as I round out this week's episode, scarecrows was one of the elements of silly monsters that we talked about. And we talked about how we could actually use materials currently around us, whether it's hay bales or bags of leaves that we might previously have had access to, or maybe you will in the next few weeks, to create scarecrows. And I do believe I actually tasked you to use pumpkins if you had them available, or gourds, to create scarecrows as silly monsters. So you can go back and listen to old episodes or skim through my social media, because I know I shared some of those scarecrow-themed activities in September as well. Scarecrows is a hands-on experience that uses natural elements but engages kids' creativity, but uses their ability to do a little physical work as well to create and build their scarecrow. And it's fun to research where scarecrows started and what their use is for and all of that fun stuff. So I hope this episode inspired you to have some fall/Halloween themed fun in the already past weeks of October and into the next couple of weeks and into the last month of the season of fall. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when we will have even more fun skill building and learning topics to dive into together. I hope you have a great Halloween if you choose to celebrate, and I will talk to you next time. Don't forget to share your takes on the activities that I share on my social media. I love learning from you guys as much as I hope you enjoy learning from me. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.